Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast now. We're joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon to you, Drew. What a great day it is in our part of the world. I think the bulk of the Midwest is just in the middle of fantastic early harvest, and we're really getting started on the soybeans now. Can you tell me what's happening throughout the area?
Yeah, it just what you said. It's absolutely beautiful out in the majority of the region, and as we go forward through these next two or three days, we'll see a little change. But of course, we've got that hurricane coming up into the Delta, and that is going to be a setback for farmers in that region. The lower Midwest will see some rain from that storm as we go into the weekend. Nothing too excessive, I don't believe. Maybe some 1 to 2 inch amounts of rain in the Ohio River Valley. Kentucky and parts of Tennessee will see some greater amounts. But most other areas in the Midwest are going to be left out of the picture here through the weekend. So good drying conditions will take place. Next week, we do have a frontal system that will cut across the heart of the U.S., and that's going to stimulate a little bit of rain in the upper Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe parts of Iowa, and some immediate neighboring areas. But I don't think that the rain is going to be very long lasting and certainly not huge volume. And it's going to go ahead and move off into Canada after that. So really, we're looking at a full week to 10 days of good harvest weather across all of the plains and a big part of the Midwest, excepting that rain in the north. And then the hurricane moisture will occur briefly this weekend.
Do we have a better idea of where Delta may come ashore, and might it impact New Orleans very much?
I don't think that New Orleans is going to be a real serious threat. The storm looks like it's going to come inland between Lake Charles and a town called Lafayette, which is mid-south of in Louisiana. So it's kind of in the interior southwest area. If you're real familiar with the towns, there's probably near Jennings or Crowley, Louisiana. And the storm will come right up through the heart of the Delta, though, which has a lot of folks a little concerned, cotton producers in particular. Sugarcane in Louisiana looks like it's really facing a tough go here. But outside of sugar and cotton, I think most of the oil seeds, the soybeans and sorghum and corn that are still left in the lower Midwest and the Delta will probably not be seriously impacted. Now, there will be some flooding, though, from Louisiana into western Mississippi and southeastern Arkansas, though. And the storm will ultimately fall apart in the lower Ohio River Valley and take a pretty good right turn after that and work its way to the Atlantic coast.
Nothing from this storm really to provide any relief to the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the nation?
No. In fact, if anything, it's reinforcing that dryness by locking down moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and preventing it from flowing anywhere else for the next full week. As we go into the second week of the outlook, the Gulf will open up. But about that same time, we're going to have a northwesterly flow pattern aloft, which means our weather will be coming from Canada, and that doesn't usually have much to do with the Gulf of Mexico moisture. So we're facing a couple of weeks here of mostly dry conditions in hard red winter wheat areas, as well as the northwestern U.S. plains, Montana and the Dakotas, and probably even a small part, if not a large part, of the western Corn Belt.
And Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan have been very dry as well, as we go into the same hard red winter wheat growing areas there, relatively speaking, in the northern hemisphere, I mean. So they're dry too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they're very much stuck in that mode. Over there, it's a returning pattern that we saw in 1966, in which we had a dominating ridge of high pressure over western Russia and a deep trough of low pressure over Europe. And that's where we are right now. And in 1966, this pattern lingered into November. And with La Nina out there, there's a lot of reason to believe that this will persist. And now, it may not be absolutely dry all the way through November, but I'm thinking that if we get some moisture to occur in that Russian southern region or Kazakhstan or even eastern Ukraine, it's probably going to be brief and light and certainly nothing close to normal. So they might get enough juice out there to maybe germinate the crop a little bit, but I think they're going to have some pretty poor establishment this year. And the potential with La Nina years is that there's a lot of gyrating temperatures across Russia. So the potential for seeing extreme cold for a poorly established crop is relatively good, and winter kill might be an issue this year.
On the subject of trying to establish a crop, producers in South America, Brazil in particular, are trying to put a bean crop in the ground, and they're having to wait for rainfall, or at least have been. What are conditions like today?
Yeah, it's been crazy hot. Oh my gosh, the temperature's been 100, 108 degrees every day for the past week or so in Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul and Goiás. We've seen temperatures in the upper 90s and lower 100s in the rest of Brazil's oilseed production region. So pretty stressful environment. There's whatever shower activity we had last month has long since been evaporated away. So there's no moisture there for any kind of emergence or germination. We're going to be in this mode through the weekend. Starting early next week, we'll start seeing a daily occurrence of sporadic showers. Now, these won't be real generalized, but I do think over the course of the work week next week, we'll get good coverage, and there will be some pockets that'll get enough moisture that maybe some germination could take place and maybe a little bit of an increase in planting. But it's still not the perfect scenario. And the Amazon River Basin, which is the source for the monsoonal rain, is still going to be pretty void of good amounts of moisture for yet another week or two. So I think we're going to kind of sputter around there for a while, still not what these producers really want to see. But a little progress might take place next week from the showers that we do get.
As you go a bit further to the south through Sao Paulo, Paraná, Rio Grande do Sul, Paraguay, Uruguay into Argentina, is there a different story to tell at all?
Well, in Argentina, of course, we're still fighting a drought of sorts in the west central and northern parts of the country. There has been some timely rain in Buenos Aires and La Pampa, and most of the crops in those two provinces are doing fairly well. I'm speaking mostly of wheat. It's still a little too soon for planting of corn and sunseed. We did notice that the planting has advanced well in Entre Rios and Santa Fe, but Buenos Aires and La Pampa had not started as of late last week, and that's normal. But they do have the moisture that they can plant when that time comes. The rest of Argentina, though, is quite dry, and they are planting, but they're not going to see much germination or emergence for a while until we get some rain to fall. In southern Brazil, a pretty good environment right now. It's one of the best wheat crops that southern Brazil's had in a few years, and as that crop comes off, of course, they'll be putting in the corn and soybeans, and right now they're looking fairly good. But La Nina will probably come along in November and December and shut down some of that rain. And so we'll have something else to talk about with dryness in that area as it rains in the rest of Brazil.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is public radio for the farming world.